So the elk herd has been out there for about 5 years. And is their health overall good? And was this bull elk that was poached the first death you've seen among the herd?
Their health overall, especially when you talk about their nutritional status, is incredible. These animals are great. There is a public viewing route, so the public can go down. You can drive along these public roads. MDC has got it all marked really nicely. So you can see them, and you can see that they are doing very well, again, because I think of all the habitat work down there. There is intensive monitoring that still goes on with the herd. We are still radio collaring those animals. I know you're going to be talking to our biologists, and they talk quite a lot about the research that's still going on, all the monitoring and oversight of those animals. A lot of that's being led up by the University of Missouri, too. Mm-hmm. So it's a great partnership there. We do watch these animals very closely. And anytime we do have a mortality, and we have had a number of mortalities, they try to get those carcasses to me if they're in good enough condition. Otherwise, if I'm on site, I'll do a necropsy down there. Alternatively, we can do what's called a field necropsy, where our biologists have been trained to take certain samples from me so we can screen for different diseases and pathogens that might be there.
And what has killed the other elk? Is it just accidents or parasites?
Yeah, it varies. You know, we had a tough year in 2012. There was a horrible drought. And we did have a number of animals, especially the young, the calves of the year that year, struggled greatly because, again, just because of drought, hard, you know, nature situations. We also have a parasite that's known as brainworm that has been taking a pretty significant number of our animals as well. And that's a parasite that seems to exist happily with white-tailed deer and snails. And it does not cause, for the most part, any disease in deer. But if elk inadvertently graze on these snails that are infected with the parasite, they can actually get really sick and succumb to the parasite.
Wow.
So it's something that we are watching really closely and actually doing some research on, trying to get a better understanding of how we can break that cycle, you know, of having a snail infect an elk. How can we break that cycle without doing anything drastic like getting rid of snails or getting rid of deer? I mean, those recommendations just don't work. We have to take an ecosystem approach to controlling the spread of disease in the landscape.
And this may be a silly question, but for the elk, do you, you know, give them rabies shots or would you deparasite them?
It's not a silly question. I get asked that a lot. I get asked constantly, you know, how often I vaccinate, how often I treat them. And generally speaking, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
We don't.
They're truly wild.
We do not vaccinate wildlife in the state of Missouri. I do not do anything like that. The only thing I will treat is if we have, I was talking about this earlier today, if I have darted an animal and I notice a significant wound, I'll clean that wound out. But we don't routinely even give antibiotics to the animals we handle unless there's a really good reason. If we've caused some kind of trauma by the handling, we'll give antibiotics for that. But routinely, absolutely nothing. These are wild animals, and we respect them for that. And it's a controversial topic because there's a lot of people that say, well, you know, we need to doctor them as best we can. But I argue that these animals have evolved and adapted to their environment over years, and they are supremely good at healing. They really are. I've seen a lot of animals with horrible injuries that do very, very well. So you sometimes wonder, are you running more of a risk of causing more problems by interfering with their natural healing processes?
Was the bull elk in December the first to be killed by hunting or violence?
The first poaching case that I know of, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, again, a clear poaching situation. The antlers and skull plate were removed. Nothing else was taken from the body. And to me, it was the most horrible disgrace to that animal because he was in his prime. I mean, he was an adult, beautiful bull. And just to let that all go to waste is a horrible thing to see.